welcome to the CISA 6 Energizer podcast, powered by the CISA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis. I serve as a consultant for the Growth and Development Center, and I'll be your host today. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting and optimistic energy to the important process of staff growth and development. The care you demonstrate for helping your staff grow both professionally and personally will go a long way. During this season of the podcast, we're taking a detailed look at the nudge formula for employee effectiveness. As stated in last month's episode, providing an overview of the nudge formula, it's a process to be aware of when inspiring, influencing, and empowering growth in others. Even though the process has no predetermined order, today we are discussing the N in N-U-D-G-E, or nudge, which stands for nurture. The Oxford Dictionary definition of nurture is to care for and encourage the growth or development of another. You know, for almost 2 years, we've been locked in health, financial, and workload challenges that have drained many of us, including our staff members, our families, and their families. Any time is an excellent time to nurture any relationship, but currently in education, we have an opportunity to intentionally nurture others so they may find renewed hope and practical strategies for growth within themselves during this difficult time. In a 2012 article for American Psychology, authors Biglin, Flay, Embry, and Sandler considered a 2009 Institute of Medicine report that addressed prevention of multiple mental, emotional, and behavioral issues in society. The authors assert that a shift in thinking needs to occur so that environments go from being reactive to the problems and issues people have to becoming nurturing environments of healthy behavior. Within a nurturing environment, when people are heard, supported, and have autonomy, they're better engaged and focused in work that aligns with their sense of purpose. Today, we'll consider two ways of creating a healthy and nurturing environment through nurturing your staff. First, we'll discuss your formal interactions within a focused conversation with a staff member. This could include a goal-setting meeting, a post-observation conference, or another conversation with a purpose to impact continuous improvement. The second way we'll consider is informally, through your approach to all staff members as individuals, as you engage in relationship building through daily interactions. So let's first think about nurturing your staff inside of professional conversations. You can use these same strategies regardless of the topic of conversation, but for now, let's say the topic is your observation of your staff members' practice, either in their classroom or on the job. Often, we open dialogue by asking the staff member to reflect on their practice and communicate how they think they're doing. Listening to what someone says during this time without thinking about what you're going to say next is crucial in nurturing them. Your eye contact, your nonverbal body language, all of that demonstrates interest and concern. In a world of fast-paced interactions, focusing your full attention on someone demonstrates care. Think about a recent conversation you've had with a staff member of this nature, whether it be a goal-setting meeting or whether you've observed something and you wanted to talk to them about it. When the staff member is finished, after you've listened intently, acknowledge them by reflecting back on how they are thinking or feeling, or deeply paraphrasing what they have said. That lets them know that you have truly listened. You can acknowledge them with phrases like, "Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You are trying your best to deliver the lesson, but the behavior of three students is getting in the way." Or, "What I'm hearing you say is, you're frustrated with the lack of time your co-teacher has to support your class." Once you've listened and acknowledged what they have said, you can continue to nurture them by validating whatever they are feeling as normal for them. This doesn't mean saying, "I understand how you feel," because you really don't. You may have gone through something similar, but we all have different backgrounds and experiences and different reactions and feelings when going through daily life. Instead, phrases like, "It's understandable that you feel the way you do, given you care so much about your content and you want your students to understand." Or, "That's perfectly normal to feel that way." Validating someone requires a suspension of judgment. You're not agreeing that someone is right or wrong in their feelings. You're simply seeing things from their perspective and helping them feel normal for however it is they are processing things. Acknowledging what a person says and then validating how they are feeling strengthens that person's autonomy. When I acknowledge and validate someone, I'm meeting them where they are and checking my own ego at the door. I'm then better able to have that open conversation on the observation evidence and the next steps to improve or further improve practice. Your care and non-judgment of that person will go a long way in him or her feeling supported and empowered. Outside of these professional conversations, we all need to feel heard and know that we matter. As administrators, we can say that we strive to build positive relationships with all staff members, but some people it might be easier to do it with than others. We can plan collective nurturing experiences that build upon our foundations of trust, but when it comes down to considering each individual relationship, we all may find some people harder to connect with and nurture than others. So when we think about these second or informal ways of nurturing, think about your approach. Since we can only control our own actions and approaches to our staff, if we want to be authentic in nurturing each of them, just like we want our staff to be authentic in nurturing each individual student, we must look in the mirror at our true feelings about each individual person. Here's an exercise you can use to gauge your own actions and feelings around nurturing each and every staff member. Figuratively and literally, put your staff in front of you by getting a list of every staff member. Then go name by name and decide if this person triggers anabolic or uplifting energy and mark them with an A, or if the person triggers a sense of catabolic or draining energy within you and maybe put a C by their name. If you have a catabolic energy response associated with a specific person, carefully consider why. Ask yourself, what does this person trigger in me? What values or beliefs do I hold that I'm judging this person by? What could I appreciate about this person? You may disagree with this person on personal or political issues. They may have a different work ethic or approach to communication than you. Or they may have done something you interpreted as hostile to you in the past. Whatever your trigger, it will be necessary for you to examine your own feelings toward this person. Consider why you feel the way you do. Consider why they feel the way they do. Seek to understand their perspective. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them. It just means that you are trying to understand why they are the way they are. Then you can better relate to them and approach them more anabolically. Just like we ask our staff to better understand students in order to meet them where they're at, we must do the same for our staff. When I look at my staff members from a different perspective, I can look for things to appreciate about them instead of judging their past behavior. I'm then able to approach them with an increased anabolic or uplifting energy. No longer will they be an emotional drain to me. I'll be able to see opportunities to work with them collaboratively, not only for the sake of my students, but for the growth and development of that individual staff member as well. After going through this exercise, it's our hope that you seek non-judgmental interactions with all staff members and nurture them to make sure that each one of your staff knows that they are heard and that they matter. Nurturing is not a one-and-done action. Nurturing is a mindset. It means that you are genuinely concerned for the growth of another. It's the foundation on which growth and development and the Nudge Formula are built. I hope that this podcast has energized you as you seek to energize and inspire others.